What's going on, y'all? You've entered the chat with me and the head coach of Signal Mountains track, both men's and women's teams, Dustin Carpenter. Coach, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, Nick. Just kind of catching my breath after this past Tuesday, being up at the state championship in Murfreesboro and just enjoying the day and just kind of relaxing a little bit.
You got to catch your breath after everything that happened this week, which we'll get to in just a second here. How is it, first of all, coaching two different teams? And obviously, you just had success with one. Like I said, we'll get to in a second, but being a head coach of two teams instead of just the one, what's that like on a yearly basis?
Coaching high school cross country and track and field, really actually head coach of four different teams. Yeah, four different teams there. So it's definitely a very intense thing, but I tell you what, I love what I do. I got into teaching for coaching. I knew in high school that I wanted to be a coach. I had some great coaches in high school myself. And it really kind of inspired me to get into education. And so got that. Knew I wanted to get into coaching. Started coaching right out of college down in Georgia. And then I made the move back home to Tennessee 11 years ago now. And I got the job here at Signal Mountain and just, you know, absolutely love doing it. It's very time consuming. Very, very time consuming. The hours are long, but, you know, it's when you see kids achieve their goals and you see them do things that they didn't think they could do all the time, and everything that you pour into it is just completely worth it at that point. It's really fun. I mean, that's why I wake up every day.
You said like the rewards are worth it. And I would say one of the rewards that you just earned this past week was definitely worth it, getting your third state championship in 4 years. How does it feel to be on top once again?
I tell you what, this group of girls and really the group of guys, I mean, they are hungry for that championship every single year. We had won a couple of championships. We won a couple of championships right after COVID. We won 2021, 2022. So we were back-to-back champs right there. Graduated a lot of kids last year in 2023 and got third place. And I know a lot of teams and so forth would be happy with a third place finish. But I tell you, our group of girls, they were not. I mean, they were devastated after a third place finish. And we knew coming into it, it was going to be a rebuilding year. But still, at the same time, their aspirations are nothing but the top, nothing but a first place finish. So they had their sights set on jumping back on that first place podium there. And they did it in a fantastic fashion this last Tuesday up at MTSU.
Definitely. You mentioned that youth that you have on that team, the kind of younger squad that you have. And I want to focus on one player or one athlete, I should say, specifically in Marley Berkeley. She led your team in points to ultimately win. Did you see that coming from her, or what was your preparation for this week? What was your mentality like?
I tell you what, Marley Berkeley is just a phenomenal athlete. She is a one-of-a-kind, once-in-a-lifetime athlete that when you get talent like that, you are just trying to foster growth out of her, support her in the proper way, ensure that she's developing in the right way and you know, going about it in the right steps, because her natural ability and work ethic are unbelievable. So we just try and harness those things and get her pointed in the right direction. Looking at the events that she was in, we knew that she was the favorite in a couple of those events. And she's just such an awesome competitor that I tell you, I know nobody likes to lose, but Marley especially hates losing. And if anything, if she does bad in an event, you can pretty well be assured that she's going to be fired up for the next event that she's in. And she's going to go get it just that much more and that much harder to try and get that first place. And with her scoring 40 points in the state championship was just phenomenal. She was in a total of 5 events, counting the pentathlon that happened last week. She won the pentathlon, so that got us on the board there with 10 points in the state championship on Tuesday. She was in the 100 hurdles, state champion there. She was in the high jump, state champion there. In the long jump, finished 7th there. I think that was the one that she got kind of mad about. That was her first event of the day and she got 7th, and that really got her fired up. And then finished the night with the 300 hurdles, where she finished 2nd in that. So it was a big big day for her, big state meet for her. And with her scoring 40 points, that definitely helped the team chances to win that title.
I mean, that's got to be a good feeling for you as a coach going forward into next year. You have a young team, but she just did this as a sophomore. So what's that like forward?
We're going to really focus with her in the offseason, getting her stronger, getting her just more powerful. She's definitely has her best years ahead of her, even with as much success as she's had. She's actually been with us for 3 years. She ran with us on the eighth grade team, ran with us freshman year, and ran with us this past year as a sophomore. So this is actually her third year on the high school track and field team. And so this next year being a big recruiting year for her, we're going to really focus on getting her stronger, more powerful, and really getting her into some big time meets next year, to where we can hopefully get her some big time college exposure and find that perfect fit for her at the next level, because I know she's got big aspirations to move on to college and run at the collegiate level. And I fully believe that she's got the ability, she's got the drive and the talent level to do so. And I just hope we can find the right home for her and find somewhere that she's going to enjoy running for another 4 years.
Well, Coach, it sounds like you've got a lot of high hopes ahead of you here. Maybe hopefully you can get back again next year, get your fourth in 5 years. But I got one more kind of fun question for you. What songs or artists motivate you before a meet?
Oh, goodness, man. You know, I listen to just about anything. I'm really just kind of... I'm all there. I'll be honest. I like some silence as well.
Really?
I like a little bit of quiet before a competition. I like to kind of get in my thoughts and get myself focused. But hey, I enjoy some good music as well. I'll listen to what the kids are listening to. And yeah, I'm really not, I don't have anything too much that I stay focused on.
Definitely. Well, Coach, I really appreciate you taking the time today, answering a couple questions. Again, congratulations on your state championship and the whole team as well. And next year, we hope to see you do it again.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you spotlighting these athletes and their successes. I know they work super hard, and it's great to see them spotlighted for what they've been able to achieve. And really appreciate you guys taking the time to do that.
Definitely. Coach, thank you again.
All right. Thank you.